Welcome to this demonstration of adding another fingerprint to Touch ID. And I thought I'd do this demonstration as all of the iOS devices besides the iPod Touch now have fingerprint ID available, or Touch ID as Apple calls it. And of course that's in the iPhone 5S, 6 and 6 Plus, in the iPad 2 Air, and in the iPad Mini 3 as of the date of this recording. When you're setting up the iOS device that includes Touch ID, when you're setting up your Touch ID device, you may not have realized that you can also add other fingerprints, or you can even add a new fingerprint if you haven't set up one before, at any time you like by going in and doing it within settings. So I thought in this demo, I'll show you how to add another fingerprint to the Touch ID settings. At the moment, I've got my left thumb and index finger and my right thumb and index finger in my Touch ID. So for this demo, I'm going to add my left middle finger. So let me first of all go into settings. Of course, I've got VoiceOver running on my iPhone 6 Plus.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Okay, so as VoiceOver hint says, one finger double tap to open.
Settings.
Okay, so we're on the settings screen. Now to get to Touch ID, I've got to scroll the screen down a little bit. But the way that I normally do it is to touch on general down the bottom of the screen.
Button. General button.
And now I'm going to one finger flick right through to Touch ID.
Display brightness button. Wallpaper button. Sounds button. Touch ID passcode button.
That's the one. Touch ID passcode. One finger double tap.
Passcode 0 of 4 values entered.
And of course, I've got to put my own PIN code in there. So I will just pause the recording and then return.
Touch ID passcode. Settings. Back button.
And let's flick through to the right.
Touch ID passcode. Heading. Use Touch ID for. Heading.
Okay, so this is the initial heading. Use Touch ID for.
iPhone unlock. On.
iPhone tap unlock to toggle on, setting. So I can double tap it, turn it off.
iTunes App Store on. Double tap to toggle setting.
iTunes App Store.
Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when buying from the iTunes App Store. Footer.
Just an explanation of Touch ID and what you can use it for.
Fingerprints heading.
Here's the fingerprints heading. Flick to the right.
Left index button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, so I can one finger flick up or down. If I just do that now quickly,
delete.
I can delete it.
Activate item.
Or I can default activate action. It, which is the default action as according to the help. When I first added my first fingerprint, it was just labeled finger one, and then I relabeled it to what they are now. So I've currently got left index finger.
Left thumb button.
Left thumb.
Right index button.
Right index.
Right thumb button.
And my right thumb. So I flick to the right again.
Add a fingerprint button.
Add a fingerprint.
Turn passcode off button.
Or turn passcode off.
Change passcode button.
Change passcode.
Require passcode immediately.
Okay, etc. etc. So let's flick back to add fingerprint.
Change pass. Turn passcode. Add a fingerprint button.
One finger double tap on that.
Place your finger. Cancel button.
Okay, so it wants me to place my finger. So it's asking me to put my finger down on the home button. And of course, as I said, I'm doing my left middle finger. So I'll do that now.
Lift your finger.
Now it's saying lift my finger, and the phone also vibrated and then gave the announcement to lift my finger. So I take my finger off.
Place your finger.
Now it says place my finger. So finger down again on the home button. Vibrate.
Lift your finger.
Lift my finger.
Place your finger.
Now I'm just going to keep doing this until it's happy.
Lift your finger. Place your finger. 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 Adjust your grip.
Now if I touch towards the top of the screen just to read a little bit what it's asking me now.
Cancel button.
That's the cancel button. So I flick to the right.
Adjust your grip.
Adjust your grip.
Keep going to capture the edges of your print.
Okay, keep going to capture the edges of your print. So the top part of your finger and the edges, of course, of your finger.
Continue button.
Continue. One finger double tap. And then if I touch the top of the screen again.
Cancel button.
Flick to the right.
Place your finger.
Okay, we've got the same message about placing your finger. So rather than putting the pad of my finger on the home button, I'm now going to do the edges of my fingerprint. So the top of my finger and the left and right edges, and then keep basically going around and around until it's happy. So here we go. Top of my finger. Vibrate.
Lift your finger.
Lift my finger up.
Place your finger.
Okay, right edge of my finger.
Lift your finger. Place your finger.
Put my finger down, the left hand edge.
Lift your finger. Place your finger.
And now I'm just going to keep cycling around.
Lift your finger. Place your finger. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Place your finger. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100 complete. Image.
Okay, so recognition is 100 complete. So if I touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone.
Okay, Touch ID is ready. Flick to the right.
Continue button.
Okay, and there's the continue button. Finger double tap.
Touch ID passcode. Settings. Back button.
Now this is the last thing you need to do when adding a fingerprint. I've currently got 4 in there, so the likelihood that this is now labeled finger 5, which if I go back in a month or two, I may not remember that it's my left middle finger. So if I flick to the right.
Touch ID. Use Touch ID for iPhone unlock iTunes App Store. Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple app. Fingerprints heading.
Okay, fingerprints heading. Flick to the right.
Left index button. Left thumb button. Right index button. Right thumb button. Finger 5 button.
Okay, so finger 5. So I need to go into that to rename it to left middle. So one finger double tap.
Text field is editing. Finger 5.
And flip to the right.
Clear text button.
To clear finger 5.
Finger 5. Text field is editing.
And I'm just going to put in left middle. So I might use my dictation.
Dictate. Double tap.
Left middle. Okay, and touch towards the top of the screen.
Text field is editing. Left middle.
Okay, so it says left middle. So I come back down to the bottom right-hand side of my on-screen keyboard.
Done.
And one finger double tap on done.
Touch ID passcode. Settings. Back button.
If I flick through to the fingers that I've currently got.
Touch ID. Use touch iPhone on iTunes App Store. Use your fingerprints. Heading.
Okay, fingerprints heading. Flick to the right.
Left index button. Left thumb button. Right index button. Right thumb button. Left middle button.
Okay, so I've now got left middle as well now. So let me just see if it's going to work. If I lock my phone by pressing the power button.
Screen locked.
And press the home button just once.
2:46 p.m.
Put down my middle left finger.
Settings.
So I'm back to settings and I know it worked because it just unlocked my phone. And of course, I would then now use the same process to add another finger, i.e. I could now do my middle right finger by going to the add a fingerprint button. Once I went through the process of adding the pad of my finger and then going through the edges of my finger, I then would go back as I just did then and rename the finger in my case from finger 6 to right middle, etc. So that completes this demonstration of adding fingerprints to your iOS enabled Touch ID device. And basically you go into settings, Touch ID passcode, you add a fingerprint, go through the process of adding your fingerprint, and then go back and rename the fingerprint that you've put in so that when you go back to either delete them or to double check which fingers you've got in your iOS device, you can tell what they are rather than just finger 1, finger 2, finger 3, etc. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.